Hi all, and welcome to our reflection for the week 24th of March to the 6th of April. And this is our Easter break too. So a great opportunity for people to rest, but also to recommit to their self-care. So to this week's reflection is all on creating more joy in your life. So joy is a decision, a really brave one, about how you are going to respond to life. The search for joy in life and the reward of finding it leads to a more meaningful and purposeful existence. Whilst we want to be joyful, we frequently find ourselves more often than not stressed, anxious, overworked, and feeling very unhappy. This has a huge impact on our overall health and well-being and can leave us feeling very unmotivated, disconnected, and uncertain of ourselves, others, and our life journey. It is time to now ask ourselves, what brings us joy? And why we are not seeking this more. Joy may frequently feel like a fleeting moment and then it's gone, but we still need to see the value of building many moments of joy in a bid to relive them as treasured memories on our life journey. The path to a joyful life is not always an easy one. It takes commitment. It demands us to become more still and aware. The quest for inner peace will challenge us to change our ways and learn to be more grateful. To find joy in the simpler things in life, with us being central to it. A joyful life lives in the present moment, whilst at the same time looking to the future with high hopes and excitement. We are asked to be brave and really recognise what and who brings us joy, then urged to follow it. Every moment offers us a choice. The choice to choose what is positive, light and life-affirming. And is also, this is central to our joyful and more meaningful and purposeful filled life. So our OTC top three self-care tips and techniques are the following. Number one, stop putting off being joyful. Start now. Ask yourselves, do you want to be joyful? Then if your answer is yes, make the decision to start now. Begin by turning the noise down. You will instantly recognize the beauty and joy that is to be found in the stillness of life. It is in the small things where you can really become aware of the natural beauty that surrounds you daily. Ask yourself when and how you can bring silence into your life. Set a goal or work towards one in your life that excites and challenges you. Remind yourself now, why are you doing the course? Let the course have greater meaning and purpose in your life. This and the success in achieving it will bring you an enhanced joy, alongside the memory of this that can be relived throughout your life. Number two, stop controlling and start being grateful. Decide to control only the things you can do something about. Let go of controlling other people and things, the past or the future. Block out the negative stories and experiences from the past and make the choice to live joyfully now. Be grateful for the present moment and recognize the small moments or things that often go unnoticed or unappreciated. This Easter, take the time to really appreciate those small things. Go outside, be with those you care about, and give time to those you love. Let go and let the joy in. Number three, learn to laugh and love more. Laughing does make you feel joyful. Ask yourself, when was that last time you really belly laughed? Life can be difficult enough, but we need to find time and someone to have a good giggle with. So reach out to others, share those joyful moments with them. Having those fun memories are essential in life. Loving yourself and others more has been shown to have a positive impact on finding joy in a person's life. Marjorie Williams, in her well-known book, The Velveteen Rabbit, revealed how a rabbit on a journey of self-discovery learned that in the end, having someone love you and being able to accept their love in return was the most important thing in life. That was what made life real and truly joyful. Make the time and space to laugh and love more with those who are special and meaningful to you. Learn to value the time spent and the many opportunities to laugh and love with them more. Remember, in those times you might find yourself bereft of joy. Reach out for support and help. You are never alone. Support is always available. Find your joy again. Look for help and support to guide you back on the road of joy. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very peaceful and joyful Easter, and whatever you are doing or wherever you are, that you feel loved and cared for. Please check out our health and wellbeing section for further resources and information. If you have any questions or need any support on this topic or any other issue affecting your health and wellbeing, please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly and you will have access to a range of supports and services, including a dedicated 24/7 counselling service. You can click on the link in the email to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. It is a positive step in your self-care practice to take time for yourself. Remember, self-care is the new healthcare, so the decision is in your hands to make self-care your priority, and in that way, you are prioritizing your own health and well-being. You are not alone, and please do take care of yourself. Till next time.